Hello and welcome to the BAFTA-nominated overview show, the last BAFTA-nominated overview show of a championship-winning season. There, I've said it. John Gibbons is bringing it home. Beth Lindup's brought it home. And Neil Atkinson has brought the title home with him. And we're all going to do a parade around the table here in Overview Towers. And
watch the cameras.
Yeah. Fuck knows what we're going to overview, though. I mean, because it's just hooray for everything. God, I started trying to put the agenda to last night together and thinking, well, I normally have a very strict format. We look back at the last month and consider our predictions. We look forward to the upcoming fixtures. We have a look at our rivals' games, et cetera, yada, yada. We make some predictions. But there's nothing to fucking do, Beth. There's nothing to do but celebrate. Now, we are, in all seriousness, I do want to look back upon the two or three games that led us to the title and reflect on them, because I think they're kind of, it's uncharted waters for me. I can't remember way back, so let's call it uncharted waters for me too. How did you feel in that, let's say from West Ham onwards?
I'm trying to think of the order of games.
It was West Ham, Leicester, and finally Tottenham. Those were the three.
Yeah, it was. They all had sort of big moments in them, I guess, didn't they? I think that, you know, the West Ham game was it was a frustrating watch, because I think Liverpool started that game really well and they get themselves 1-0 up, and then you sort of think they're going to throw it away. And you know, I think we obviously spoke on shows at the time, but, you know, such a big moment for Virgil van Dijk, and so nice for him to have that moment. And it all obviously aligns with it was contract being announced a few days later. And then Leicester, again, it was one of those games you just think it's not going to happen. And then, you know, Trent Alexander-Arnold delivers a really special moment. And I think, you know, it's quite nice, even though Liverpool are so far ahead and you obviously sort of know that they're going to get over the line in some way. But I think for there still to be a level of, you know, of release and excitement and joy as there was in those two games, even when, you know, there wasn't really an awful lot riding on it in the sense that they still had a long way to go in terms of a long stretch to the end of the season that they could have got it done. It was nice to sort of have those big moments in those games. And then, yeah, the Tottenham game was probably up there with me for Barcelona as moments in the stadium that will live with me forever. And I was working it, so it was sort of a slightly different experience. But yeah, just so special that whole day from beginning to end.